Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
720 WGN, it is 6:39 on Your Money Matters here, and joined as often once a month by our good friends at Busey Bank, Sean Gallagher here today. Sean, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, John. How about yourself?
I am doing well. We're going to meet the two friends you brought over, and we're going to talk about check fraud in just a little bit. But Sean, usually each month I have something new I have to ask you about the banking world or treasuries. And I feel like we're in a little bit of a holding pattern right now.
Somewhat, right?
Right. I think we're just kind of a wait-and-go-see economy right now. The market hasn't been great the last couple of weeks. Treasuries popped up again today. We didn't see the rate go up. And I think everyone's just kind of, I don't know, tiptoeing around.
It's a wait-and-see approach. A lot of data to digest. The Fed's certainly looking for that. And that's going to depend, or tell us what's going to happen in November when we get back together.
What are your clients talking about these days?
Exactly that. What's going on with rates? How long will they be elevated for? When do we believe we're going to get some relief, et cetera? It's consistent across pretty much every customer we have.
Yeah, I mean, the meeting really kind of laid out a 2024 where these rates stay higher. Which I don't know if the market loves that news, but boy, savers like that news, don't we?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Great opportunities out there, as you noted, fixed income, bonds, T-bills, et cetera, great returns. Haven't seen rates like these in a long, long time, and certainly on the savings side, bank retail products, certainly money markets, CDs, et cetera. Great opportunities for people to get some good returns that they haven't seen probably since 07, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's been, what, 16 years? Is that 07? I can't do math very quickly.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So, and I imagine you guys at Busey Bank, and we've talked about this in the past, you got to offer what those rates are, too. I know that can often, you know, be difficult for banks to compete with and do that, but that's the name of the game these days, isn't it?
That's correct, yes. Obviously, we've talked before, deposits are our inventory. We take those in, we lend it out to corporations, individuals, et cetera. That's the game that banks play, and obviously being able to retain and attract new deposits is critical for our business.
How are the small businesses that you're talking to faring these days? I mean, I imagine it's a pinch, and if they need money, it costs them more than it used to, huh?
You know, it certainly does. The interesting thing that we're seeing is that a lot of businesses have been able to absorb it. The supply chain challenges last year, when we look at the cost of importing last year, obviously, those costs are considerably down this year as interest rates have risen. So you kind of had this seesaw, teeter-totter effect with those costs and obviously higher interest rates. So customers so far, knock on wood, have stayed relatively healthy. But obviously, the longer rates stay higher, the bigger that drag that is on their businesses, et cetera. So once again, we're going to wait and see.
I imagine a lot of customers too, small business, medium-sized business, or big businesses, dealing with a lot of labor cost issues these days. For a while, it was just trying to find people for the jobs.
Right.
That seems to have stabilized somewhat, although, boy, there's still two openings almost for every single job seeker out there. But we talk about minimum wage raises. We talk about what's happening with broader labor movements. That impacts small businesses as well, the need to compete in a price basis for their workers, huh?
That's correct. Minimum wage rates across the country, each state has been raising them over time. You also have some of the larger corporates raising them to higher levels, and obviously small businesses have to follow suit. That puts a big focus on the efficiency of those businesses, adapting technology, AI, whatever it is, robotics, to try and figure it all out and balance it. But that's another topic, yes.
For sure. All right, let's introduce you to your friends you got here. Michelle Greenwood, Vice President and Market Manager at Busey Bank, and Julie Offerman, Assistant VP and Treasury Management Executive at Busey Bank. You guys have great titles, by the way. Those sound important. They certainly are. Julie, Michelle, thanks for coming on the program tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Julie, let's talk a little bit about check fraud. We'll kind of like wet the whistle here on the conversation and pick it up on the other end. But check fraud, still prevalent these days. We just talked last week about how fewer and fewer people are using checks, although they're still using their bank accounts very frequently. Check fraud still an issue you're seeing?
Check fraud is definitely an issue. Law enforcement agencies across the country have reported an increased number of cases related to specifically check fraud.
Why is that?
It's easy. Every time you put a check in the mail, you have your routing number and account number on that check. So it's easy access for the fraudsters.
So is it literally physically stealing? Is that the prevention we need to do? Is that the, I mean, like, dive a little bit more into things that we can do. I mean, these effects are really far-reaching, aren't they?
They're far-reaching, and they can have a lasting impact on your financial well-being.
And they're not new. Like, I just feel like some of these scammers are doing the most latest trends on the internet, and they're doing so many things, but it's almost that check fraud is that tried and true thing that's been around for generations.
Yes, it's quick access to money.
All right.
Definitely.
For sure. Okay, we're going to dive in more, and don't worry, Michelle, I'm going to get you into the conversation as well. First, let's get a look at weather and traffic. Gabe, how are we doing out there? Folks from Busey Bank in here, Sean Gallagher, who we talked with a moment ago, Michelle Greenwood, let us know a little bit about what's going on, the scope of the problem. Julie Offerman did that. Michelle Greenwood, I want to bring you into the conversation now, too. How does it actually work? Like, how can they get a check from me in the mail somehow and steal my money?
So that happens through mail interception. Typically, the thieves, they're known to take envelopes out of the mailboxes after residents leaves them for pickup. In other cases, the mailbox keys are stolen for the U.S. postal boxes, and checks are grabbed from there.
So what happens when they grab the check, though? Like, is it just getting the numbers off the check and then they do with it whatever they will? It's not like in the movie Catch Me If You Can where they're trying to, like, actually forge checks. It's just the data they're trying to get, right? Or those two
numbers.
It is
the account number, the routing number, the customer information that's on the check.
So these are people that are, I mean, obviously there's fraud that happens electronically too with checks, with the electronic checks, but this is actually the physical. They wait to see if you put the flag up on the mailbox.
Yes.
They're looking. They know you're sending it to the, whether it's your the bills you're trying to pay, and there's a regular. They just grab it all, look for the check, and take those numbers.
Yes, that's correct. In some instances, they'll wash the checks and sell those online as well.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Wait, are we talking wash like metaphorically or like actually washing?
They'll wash the check and recreate who the check is payable to, the amount, increasing the amount on a check.
Like the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way.
Like the Catch Me If You Can way.
Correct, yeah. Ballpoint pens, the ink will wash off. So we would always recommend using a gel ink. That's difficult to remove. And the big thing too, John, as Michelle noted, U.S. Postal Service, a lot been in the news regarding that. These are looking for that return address envelope, right? They know it's going to a Chase, or they know it's going a rent payment, something like that, because it's got the windows, et cetera.
So they're not opening every piece of mail. They're opening the one that then would get them to
They know that's going to have a credit card number. They know it's going to have bank routing information or an actual check inside.
And you probably, Michelle, don't even realize it's happened until it's too late.
That's correct. And that's one reason why we suggest that all customers utilize online banking, checking transactions on a daily basis, checking their monthly statements as well.
I'm so glad we did this because I talked last week. I told you guys about how few people were using checks according to new studies. And so many people texted it. They still used them to pay their bills. And I get it, right? And I think, I mean, Julie, you guys get it at Busey too. That's the way I've always done it. That makes sense. And people are afraid maybe the internet's even worse for that. So what are some precautionary measures people can do?
Sure. We would recommend avoiding checks at all or altogether, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Use alternate payment methods such as credit cards, auto debits, Zelle is up and coming, bill payment options through your bank. Those are all alternate payment methods that you can use. If you must use a check, I would strongly encourage you to use a white envelope with the security features on it rather than putting it into the provided envelopes for
Wait, there's special envelopes? Oh, just like a blank white envelope?
Just a blank white envelope with the security features. Yeah.
Not the one that's the return one with the window you were talking about.
Yeah, but there are blank white envelopes that have interior kind of markings on it such that you can hold it up to the light and see through it.
Julie, I know a lot of people are going to say to me, but I want to use checks. That's like my preferred way. And I know you gave people some hints. For people out there that maybe are a little, they have some trepidation about using online banking, maybe when they heard about it the first time, they've heard of scams. We've talked about scams that people have done in the past. I hope I'm not asking too much of you. Can you reassure people about the security of Busey's online banking and the measures you guys go to protect people's information?
Absolutely. Everything is, there's two-factor authentication on our online banking. So you have to get a text verification, use a fingerprint. We have Face ID within our app. So there are several security features.
And Sean, I imagine if someone, let's say someone really doesn't know how to use it or they're having some issues, I imagine they can go to a Busey location. You guys still have the brick and mortars there. It's one huge advantage of having neighborhood banking like what Busey Bank does. And someone, I'm sure, would be kind enough to walk someone through it.
Correct, yeah. Our retail staff here in Chicago is top-notch. Glad to sit down with anyone, help them understand online banking, walk them through it, such that they feel safe and secure when they access it.
Okay. Michelle, I imagine a lot of this is like keeping an eye on what's happening in your accounts, right?
Yes. So that's why it's key, again, to get access to online banking, monitor your transactions on a daily basis, and view statements monthly.
Yeah, every month. And like, be on it, right? If you're going to be, especially if you're using any sort of check. Someone wanted to know from the 847, why don't the banks create more secure checks, have encrypted checks, and remove the routing numbers and the account numbers? I guess if you remove the routing number and the account number, that would defeat the whole purpose of a check, right? Am I wrong there?
There's no routing number or account number, there's no way to direct it to an account.
Right. In fact, the encrypted way would just be to do it on the internet. That's where it's more encrypted.
Correct.
That's a good question, though. Like, I didn't know if there was like some fancy way you could hide the numbers and like put a flashlight underneath it. I guess if they've thought about it, the scammers have thought about it as well.
Yeah, to kind of move that in that direction, adapting technology, et cetera, that would cause the entire industry to shift. The Fed would have to be involved. Every bank would have to be involved in that. Because as Michelle noted, that MICR line, that routing number, the bank account number, literally is how you pay your home mortgage with a Busey check. That mortgage company gets it. It routes it back through the Fed. It comes back to Busey. That's how the money gets taken out of your account. Without that information, it'd be impossible to know where it was going.
We're getting a lot of texts and calls about this segment, which I guess I'm not surprised about. Last week, again, people said, and we can't take the call right now, but John wanted to say that his check was adjusted, but it was actually caught at the ATM, that the ATM caught like a difference in the check. Is that pretty common, too, that technology can kind of catch those sort of mistakes along the way?
Yeah, it's the cameras and using artificial intelligence and starting to incorporate that into our business. Things that pop out, different types of font, different types of sizes, et cetera. So just be diligent.
Bill wanted to know how are checks washed? And this is Bill, I believe, the person who texted in last week that he worked for a checking printing company for many years. He's curious, how are checks washed? I'm not trying to put you guys' mind in the thieves. Is it just simply underwater and there's some solution that lifts the pen strokes away?
Correct.
I'm not trying to tell you guys how to do it.
And
maybe we shouldn't say why.
Yes. Oh, it's so simple, John. Here's what you do.
Good point. Yeah, exactly. Bill, we'll answer that offline.
Yeah.
We won't give anybody any hints. Okay, Michelle, you want to give us just some roundup reminders and last thoughts on the check situation?
Sure. Just like I said, again, getting online banking is key, monitoring that, also being up to date on the latest scams to remain alert and minimize unnecessary risk.
Mm-hmm. And be aware of the scams for sure. Just got another text, 773. How safe is making phone payments versus checks? Sean?
I actually do that for my son. My son's got a car loan, and he right now, given that he's down in Missouri, uses a call-in feature to do that. So yes, as long as you're calling a secure line for whatever bank you need to make that payment to, that's an acceptable way to do it.
As long as you're initiating that phone call to the right phone number.
Correct.
Not answering the phone and someone says, please write, what's your information? That's
correct.
I think that's like a general rule of thumb. If someone is calling you asking for checking information, hang up.
Right. If someone's calling you, if someone's emailing you, et cetera, asking for all that stuff, that's not how banks get in touch with you.
The 847 wants to know, isn't it the banking and Fed's responsibility to protect our money, checks included? I guess I'd say in a perfect world, yes. But if that money's long gone, you know, protect yourself, too, as much as you can.
We are all the first line of defense.
Okay, I like that. All right, well, this ended up being a very interesting segment. Not that I was doubting it, but I mean, a lot of people have a lot of questions about it. Sean, Michelle, Julie, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for having me.
All this stuff at abusibank.com. Or no, Busey.com. Sean, right? That's where people should go?
That's correct. www.busey.com.